afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever it may be for you at the time of day that you are listening. Welcome in, everyone. I will say that I am reluctantly recording. And when I say reluctantly, it's not that I don't want to talk to you, but it is 9:20 p.m. on a Sunday night. And to be honest, I'm just not in the mood. But I am pushing through. I'm making myself record because I cannot go another week without giving the people a podcast. And I don't want to tell myself, well, I'll do it Monday and then put it off and fall into that groove. When again, it's already been 2 weeks since the last episode because I meant to record something last week. Honestly, we got back a little bit later than I anticipated. And then just kind of with the way that things roll, I have some prior obligations and playing Dungeons and Dragons on Tuesday nights. And so that night was already a wash. And I can't remember, Wednesday I ended up actually going to the brewery and actually doing research for this particular podcast. So it's not that Wednesday was lost to the podcast. In a way it was, but it also wasn't. Like I said, I was doing research. So let me try and turn this gain up a little bit here because we are going to be reading from the iPad today. And so I just want to make sure I get the volume right. There we go. That'll be a little bit better, I think. All right. So I do want to do a quick follow-up with you. One of the episodes a few weeks ago was about doing your research, essentially. And I had talked about how, you know, I had a couple of different basement quotes that I was trying to get and really making sure that you were doing your due diligence and doing your research for really anything, whether it's a product that you're going to buy, maybe it's a big project or a big quote that you need for some sort of big investment. Well, I just want to say that the company I did not go with, and I don't remember if I had said this at the time of the recording or not. I guess I could have went back and listened. But one of the things I had said, whether I said it in the recording or not, was about how I had emailed both of the companies. And one of them I heard back from the very same day. To this day, as of the recording of this podcast, more than a month ago, this email would have been sent, and I still have yet to hear from one of those, from one of the businesses, the one that I actually wasn't going to end up going with anyway. So again, I just want to reiterate, go with your gut. Trust your gut. Trust your instinct. Trust the way that your body is making you feel about a certain decision or a certain company or brand or whatever it may be. Because it can very often be right, just as it was in this situation. All right, the long-awaited delayed podcast, and I promise I'll make it worth your time. So, let me take you back, because when I had teased this 2 weeks ago, saying, I know for a fact, again, I thought this was going to come out last week, so. But when I teased this 2 weeks ago saying, hey, I'm going to be out of town for the weekend, but I will still bring you a podcast, so it'll just be a little bit later. I already knew what the podcast title was, and I already knew a general overview or a general idea of what I was going to talk about. I knew I was going to talk about manifesting. I just didn't know to what extent or some of the other details. And so let me fill you in. I knew that we were going to Chicago to pick up my father-in-law and then drive over to Detroit for a Dierks Bentley concert, which was great. The openers were fantastic. Dierks Bentley himself, great as always, at the prime age of 47, 48 years old. I don't remember. I looked it up that night, though. Irrelevant to the story. So, my wife is a huge Taylor Swift fan. And to be honest with you, the word huge might be an understatement. I created a Twitter to start to follow Twitter accounts related to the Eras Tour and ticket sales and everything last week. I was following very closely of like when drops would happen on Ticketmaster. I had my phone, I had my laptop, I had an auto refresher going, I was constantly refreshing web pages. I was bound and determined to get her tickets for a Taylor Swift concert in Chicago because that was what she wanted to do. We knew we were going to be in Detroit Friday night. The goal was to then go back Saturday or Sunday, secure tickets for the Taylor Swift concert. Well, a couple of times I would get through the queue or I'd get into a queue and I might find a seat map, but still can't grab tickets fast enough. And let me just tell you how exhausting it is when you are refreshing for 8, 10, 12 hours a day, not able to get tickets, you're frustrated with Ticketmaster, you're frustrated that some people don't have to verify their phone number, but you do every single time, so you become at an immediate disadvantage. So, we ended up finding tickets one way or another. Long story short, we went to the Eras Tour concert Sunday night in Chicago, and I would pay the price that we paid 10 times over again. And I would even pay a little bit more, maybe, to see that concert. It was absolutely phenomenal. Fantastic concert. You can tell Taylor really cares about her fans. She's very passionate and she loves being up on stage performing for everyone. She was an absolute riot. Again, I would go see her in a heartbeat. Well, one of the things that my wife has been saying for weeks, months, whatever it is, you will, is, Trent, we're going to go to Taylor Swift. I'm manifesting it. And she's said it about other things too, not just the Taylor Swift concert. I had been in kind of this weird limbo stage, and I don't remember if I talked about it or not. I probably didn't, actually. But I had been in this weird limbo stage at work for a while in terms of needing to find a position that would help me stay permanently remote. And this was a few months ago now, but she just kept saying, I'm not worried. Just manifest it. You're going to manifest it and you're going to find a position that you like and you like the people and like your pay is going to be the same and it's just all going to work out. Like they won't let you go. Like they love you. And by no power of manifesting, if you ask me, everything obviously worked out and life is good, right? But I had this thought when Leanne kept saying, well, I'm going to manifest getting tickets. And so I wanted to do some research because depending on who you ask, I don't think we manifested Taylor Swift tickets. I worked my ass off to get those tickets. I mean, she did too, if you're talking like literally, But figuratively, I guess both literally and figuratively, I worked my ass off in the fact that I was constantly refreshing web pages. I was the one who was really paying attention to all of that when she wasn't. But the thing that I wanted to figure out is manifesting real? And so I did a little research, and I want to share with you some of these things that I found from two different articles. One article is from, let me zoom in here. I'm using the iPad. One article is from October of 2020. This is an article by Vox, V-O-X, called "Shut Up, I'm Manifesting." And then there's also another article that I'll reference, which is from July of 2022, and I think this lives, I actually don't know where this lives, but it's called "How to Manifest Anything You Desire." So we've got these two articles here. I just want to share a little bit of information between one of the, maybe this is from Oprah or something. Oh yeah, look at that. This, this didn't work the way it was supposed to. Okay. Sorry, I'm looking at, see if I can fix this real fast. I'm just looking at something. Yeah, I don't know how do I get rid of this? All right. Sorry, I tried to get these two articles just to merge together, and it looks like it didn't work the way I wanted it to, so I'm going to have to pop around a little bit. Oh, my mom just texted me. Yeah, so I guess I forgot to put this in focus mode so that no one bothers me. All right, so is manifesting real? Let me just first start out by saying, the idea of manifestation actually comes out of one of the best-selling or one of the most successful self-help books of all time, according to the Vox article. And both articles actually reference this book, and it's called The Secret. And actually, when I was thinking about it, I vividly remember the cover of this book and everything. I had never read the book, but it's called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E. This is from 2006, and initially when the book was released, critics responded for the most part by laughing at it, says the Vox article. And the assertion by the author is that positive things will happen to you if you only think enough positive thoughts. If only you think enough positive thoughts. However, this is crammed with unscientific new ageisms that feel like truth no matter how untrue they actually are, says Vox. Now, essentially, one would define manifesting manifesting, or the practice of thinking aspirational thoughts with the purpose of making them real. And believe it or not, like I said, this book came out in 2006. So this idea or this concept has been around longer, but it took back off again in about 2020 from a TikTok, actually, which is why things skyrocketed. And boy, did they skyrocket. From late March to mid-July of 2020, the term manifesting skyrocketed 669%. And it states that even pre-pandemic, so around 2017, it had started gradually rising, and it's been gradually rising since, this idea of manifestation. Now, the Oprah article, as I'll refer to it, that's the How to Manifest Anything You Desire, does call out that this doesn't just happen overnight. It does require proactive steps in the direction of whatever it is that you desire. It's not something that's going to happen instantly, but it is a process. And so it's almost like you have to chip away at it. Now, Oprah is quoted as saying, and I agree with this, you control a lot by your thoughts. When I started to figure that out, I was like, what else can I do? What else can I manifest? Because I have seen it work. I have seen it happen over and over again. And I do believe the first part of that quote is that you control a lot by your thoughts. And I know that from therapy sessions and just from hearing other things, like the way that your brain is wired and what you are saying to your brain and everything. But the part about it working, again, I think that it's not something that you can idly sit back and say, I'm going to manifest Taylor Swift tickets and then not do anything and they magically fall into your lap. You still have to be putting in the effort, and it's really all about having that optimistic outlook rather than the, oh, it's not worth it. The Oprah article says essentially you need to ask the universe for what it is that you want, but also know, and again, you have to make the effort. I mean, Vox calls out that positive thinking in and of itself will not actually change your material circumstances. This was really interesting. Vox had notated that actually researchers at Ohio State University said, quote, those that trust their gut are more likely to believe in fake news and conspiracy theories and tend to believe that all facts are politically biased. We have seen what happens when people rely on their feelings over factual information. I highlighted that, so I guess I thought it was interesting. Let's see what else I had highlighted in this article. Oh, I thought this was interesting. So the term manifesting, it's also been referred to before as co-creating because it is a collaboration between the universe and yourself, which I just thought was interesting. A couple other things that I highlighted here. Again, taking action. I feel like that's the big thing between the two articles. Again, you can't just idly sit back and hope something happens. Oh. Sorry, I accidentally closed something or moved something and it messed it up. This iPad is really nice. If I could have had this podcast flow really nicely, this iPad would have been really helpful. The only thing, quote from whoever this person is in the Oprah article. The only thing stopping you from manifesting your dreams is you. And I also thought it was really cool that I'll leave you with this quote from Oprah. Energy is everything. The energy we put in the world is the energy we get back. And so again, I agree that yes, like your thoughts are everything. It is very much about positive thinking. But you have to take action. I think that's maybe a conversation I need to have with Leanne. I have not shared any of this with her quite yet. I told her I was going to be talking about manifesting, but not what the articles had said or anything. But yeah, I mean, I just think for me, the biggest takeaway is that there is action required. You can't just hope for the best and have the best come to you without putting in the effort. But there you have it. Manifesting is somewhat real, as long as you put in the effort. All right, I'll catch you all next week. I've got a topic. If I don't have a guest, I definitely have a topic for you, and it'll go a lot more smoothly than this. Till next time.